everyone, it's Roberta.
And this is Ryan, and this is the Midweek News.
On Art Blog Radio. Okay, so in the news, I have three things and then a fourth mention. Rob Blackson, in the continuation of the churn in the leadership of the arts community, Rob Blackson is now taking a job in Maryland at Washington College. He's not leaving yet, but he has assumed the position and he'll still be doing his work up here with all the projects. He's got a million projects going here. Mm-hmm. I was going to mention Commonweal Gallery's grand opening Saturday, October 5th on Masher Street. This is really a wonderful story. Holland Cotter, who is the chief writer for art writer for the New York Times since Roberta Smith stepped back, he just received the Rabkin Prize this year, $50,000 prize, and he gave it away.
Oh, nice.
He gave it to two organizations that foster art writing. One is called The Forge and the other is called ACA. Unbelievable generosity. Hats off to Holland Cotter. And then my mention was the sad loss of Dikembe Mutombo. Hmm. We loved him in our household. We just totally loved Dikembe Mutombo. And he was only there for one season and then they got him traded. So he made a huge impact in a very short amount of time. And he was only 58 years old and he died of brain cancer.
Wow.
So sad.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
Yeah, very tough. Let's talk about Holland Cotter. He is a writer for the New York Times, has been there for a while, has a Pulitzer Prize for his criticism. So he's no slouch when it comes to being an art critic. And he is very worthy of this Rabkin Prize. The Rabkin Foundation is an organization out of Maine that supports and awards residencies for arts writers. And this is also unusual. I don't know that there's any other foundation per se that is devoted to art criticism, art writing, and fostering it. And they do very generous work. Every year they give small grants to a dozen writers around the country. But Holland Cotter has a history, if you've read him over the years, of being very attuned to minority arts, those that have been overlooked main art world for such a long time. He's been their champion. Mm-hmm. And really a good eye, wonderful writing. It's a great thing that he did. And there should be others that follow in his footsteps. So, and Rob Blackson, I should say, he's working on a project that I am involved in called 100 People Listening, which I think I told you about a long time ago. It's in its fourth year now. We meet with a partner that we're paired up with sort of through some algorithm that they came up with to pair people that were interested in participating in a 10-year-long project that involved a connection to one other person for 1 hour, one day of the year. And then after that, it's up to you to go forward with the connection however you want. So I thought it was a great sounding idea for a project and quirky. And at the end of the project, and they gave us journals, beautiful blank book journals. We're supposed to journal like crazy every year. And at the end, the journals will all be entered into the Philadelphia Free Library collection. Hmm. Yeah, that's one of Rob Blackson's initiatives, which I think is quirky as all get out, which is a sort of hallmark of his curating and organizing, and really good, though, community-based and humanistic at its core. Another one that he did that I really loved was the Symphony for a Broken Orchestra. Do you know that one, Ryan?
Mm-mm.
It's when he was the curator or director of Temple Contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that the Philadelphia School District had literally, I think, thousands of broken musical instruments. Yeah. And he took it under his purview to do something about it. And so he got all these instruments, gathered them from all the schools. They were, you know, lying around in closets and in really bad shape, trumpets with their valves that were fallen off, and, you know, all kinds of things that were wrong with the string instruments. And he connected them with people, including school children, who would be involved in this project called Symphony for a Broken Orchestra. So what's the symphony? He commissioned David, I am blanking on the name now, I didn't do my due diligence, David Lang, the man who started Bang on a Can, which is a musical project out of New York City. He commissioned David Lang to write a symphony for these broken instruments. And so they all came together. They practiced once or twice, and the music was written, and they worked from the sheet music. And this thing took place. The orchestra had a gathering once or twice only in the Armory on 23rd Street. If you've ever been to that, it's an old military assembly hall and big acoustics, like a church, huge space. And they played this music, and it was astounding. I got to hear it. It was squeaky this and squawky that, but it all came together. It crescendoed and decrescendoed and had impact. It was quirky, community, rehabilitative, and just very humanistic at its core. I loved that project. I could go on and on about Rob and his projects. He's a really good-hearted person. Maybe that's enough. Let me tell you about Funeral for a Home. Do you know about that one?
No.
It was in Mantua, again, when he was up at Temple Contemporary, and he worked with the Dufala brothers. There was a house that was going to be demolished, and it was going to displace people in a community where there had already been a lot of demolition and displacement. And instead of just letting this demolition go forward, they held a gathering on the day that the earth movers and the backhoes were going to come in and actually demolish the house. And there was poetry, and there was food and beverages. And so they had like a funeral for this home that once was a home. Again, it lasted very quickly. It was very quirky. It was over. It was spectacular when it happened. The singing, the coming together of people, the feeling for community, and then it's gone. And it's, you know, in the ether there somewhere. But it was a very memorable project when it happened. So, yeah, good projects. Very good. And right now he's working with the city for the Healing Verse project that's taking place in Germantown. I'm sure you've heard about this through the Creative Philadelphia. They got a big Bloomberg grant, $1 million grant, working with Trapeda Mason, the former poet laureate of Philadelphia, and Yolanda Wisher. They're having sessions, poetry writing and poetry speaking and all kinds of things. I don't know if they're going to start up the hotline. There used to be a Healing Verse hotline that you could dial in and listen to a poem a day kind of thing, which I thought was pretty inspirational. Anyway, those are some interesting projects that we're going to miss his energy as he goes down to Maryland, and he brings all kinds of good energy with him to that new job. He'll be a curator, director of the Kohl Gallery, K-O-H-L Gallery down there. So congratulations, Rob Blackson. We've loved having you here. And we wish you Godspeed and all kinds of blessings on you and your family in the future down there. And don't fail to come back. Come back all the time. All right. So that was enough gushing for a minute.
Yeah, that's quite a switch of gears. Where is the gallery, the Kohl Gallery?
Oh, it's at Maryland College. I'm sorry, Washington College in Maryland. And I had not heard of this college, but it says on its website that it was started at the time of George Washington, and he gave them permission to use his name. It's a small liberal arts college, I believe. Okay. And you know where it is. You have to go down I-95 and all the way around Baltimore and to the other side of the Chesapeake Bay. And it's over there, opposite Baltimore. But I don't think there's a bridge that crosses over. So you circle all the way around Baltimore and then go up and over to Washington College in, I can't remember the name of the town it's in.
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. That's a big change from a big city. So
might be nice to just switch gears a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. How do you get there? Oh, I see.
So are you ready? Do you have your list here today, Ryan?
Yeah. So my three things are the Graver's Lane has a seriously fun jury group jewelry show exhibit. It is their second reception. It's October 4th. That's Graver's Lane up in Chestnut Hill. Another one I thought was really interesting is Morris Arboretum. Again, Northwest as well. I guess I'm kind of aiming Northwest. My third one won't be. But my second one is Morris Arboretum. It's a lovely space. Lots of colors changing right now. So it's a great time to be up there. And they are doing a botanical tarot card workshop, which sounded really funny. So that's October 6th from 2 to 4 at Morris Arboretum. And that's a beautiful place. And hopefully the trains are running. That's a lot of fun for the kids.
The little miniature trains. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they have a little train. They have a lot of interconnected tracks that run in a nice outdoor space that they run regularly. And they change seasonally as well. They get their Halloween festivities coming, and then they get into other ones as it comes through. And then my theater pick, one show that's been popping up a lot is Luigüesta. That's a very popular show. And one night I wanted to point out was October 18th is the Black Theater Night, My Voice, My Art, My Money. There's discounted tickets for that, and then there's talkback and a comedy event after the show as well. And the tickets are just $15 with their code BTNPTC. So that's the Black Theater Night Philadelphia Theater Company, BTNPTC, for those tickets. And this show is a 15-plus show they recommend, so keep that in mind if you're interested in that. Those are my three picks. The Serious Fun Jewelry Show at Graver's Lane, the Botanical Tarot Card Workshop at Morris Arboretum, and the Black Theater Night for Luigüesta for Philadelphia Theater Company. Plus, obviously, Art Blog has their opening. Our opening comes up this Friday. So come out and see us at Moore College.
Woo-hoo, yes, the art market. We're 22 artists plus tabling by Partners in Sun. They've got boxes of amazing books and posters. And there's a Charles Burns poster you're going to want. If you don't know Charles Burns, run over to Partners and Sons right now because they have lots of his books. He just launched a new book. I forget the name of it. And so he's a very respected, well-known comic artist. Yeah. And Ulysses, also bookstore tabling. They have lots of merch. Also, they have a book. They have totes, the ever popular black tote from Ulysses. Beautiful thing. T-shirts, perhaps. Can't remember what their merch line is. And Art Blog will have some merch also. We have a nice topical T-shirt that says, vote. Do it, humans or mortals. Do it, mortals. It's the Grim Reaper telling you to vote with all kinds of cute kitty cats all up and down his body. It's a very... very delightful poster image and went really well. A t-shirt, and that's by Chris Hommes, the image. So we'll have t-shirts. We'll also have totes and some blank books that have a Beth Hindley cover on them. Also very, very attractive. And we hope you'll come. The opening is going to be a lot of fun, 5 to 7. There'll be beverages and snacks and lots of artists to talk about and talk with and meet. This is a sale, so everything is on sale. We hope you'll bring that thought along with you that arts could be yours. It could hang on your walls or be on a shelf in your house. There are a couple of really cute little assemblages that would look beautiful on a shelf in anybody's house, and they're quite affordable. So the holidays are coming up. You may have people you want to think about and shop art for. It's not a bad thing. Or books, lots and lots of books. And we'll have some programming coming up with that in conjunction with the market. The market is going to stay open until December 7th, and it's open 6 days a week, from 10 in the morning until 5 at night. That includes Saturdays, so Monday through Saturday. And on October 26th, Beth Heinle and Ollie Knowles are going to have a program where they'll be showing slides about their comics and talking about them. If you've been following those comics on Artblog, this will be a real eye-opener. It'll be nice for you to meet them, hear them talk about their stuff, and meet and maybe buy some of their comic books if they bring them along. I hope they do. And on November 2nd, we're going to have a zine workshop by Michelle Harris. Bring your own personal items that you would want to key off of in a zine that you were making, and Michelle will step you through the thinking process and the making process. And that'll be a lot of fun, all ages, and it's free. All these programs are free, by the way, no charge. Afterwards, after that, stay around because it'll be the Art Blog's 21st birthday party. There will be cake and beverages, and you know, we'll be celebrating that we've been here for 21 years, which is quite a feat, we think. Anyway.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. Should be a great show. Lots of wonderful art. I think it'd be a really great show.
Yes, it will be. And, you know, we'll put links to the write-up on it so that you can read all the names of all the artists that are in it. And shout out to all those artists. We are very, very proud to have you in our market. Thank you so much for participating. In most cases, the artists put in, we allowed them to put in 5 pieces. Some did, some put in fewer than that, but there's a lot to choose from. There's, I don't know, there must be 100 pieces of art in the show, something like that.
Really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great show. We hope to see you out there as well.
Right. Oh, we should also shout out the curators. This has been organized by Artblog, so we did some curating, but we also invited Tim McFarlane, Terry Solon, and Jacob Chris Hommes to co-curate with us. So thank you guys. You did a great job, and it's going to be a wonderful show. So here we are. Not a whole lot else to talk about, Ryan, but I do want to say the other night I went to get a bottle of wine because we had somebody over for dinner. It came in this brown paper bag that says register to vote, with a QR code in the middle that says votepa.gov, request a mail ballot.
Right.
So, you know, go PA Wine and Liquors for promoting voting. I've never seen that before. I think it's unique. But someone gave him a little bit of money. I think it's a limited edition, so I may save it.
Frame it. Have someone sign it for you.
Yes. I do my 100 people listening hour. I told you about that earlier. I meet with Vinayak is his name. He's in West Philadelphia. We meet on his porch. He's got a great porch, like a great West Philly porch. If you've ever been to West Philly and seen those porches, you know how great they are. So we sit on the porch and talk for an hour and catch up. And he has a story to tell that has been ongoing about, he's a biologist and was a tenure track professor at Cabrini University. And lo and behold, he was supposed to come up for tenure. He got his tenure package all together. He had his committee together. And Cabrini undercut the whole thing by closing. They announced they were closing in a year. So that left him without a job, not knowing if he could get another job. You know, academic jobs are few and far between. Loves teaching. But he landed on his feet at the University of Delaware. So I want to hear, that happened within the last year. So I want to hear about all the good things that have happened since he was really sweating out the 10-year stuff at Cabrini. So it'll be good. We talk about his growing up in India. We talk about my growing up in Wisconsin. He was very fascinated. He's been to Madison one time, and he flew in and he said, I flew over the isthmus. Madison is an isthmus. There are 3 lakes or rivers or whatever that come together, and then there's this little bit of land in between, and then it sprawls outside of that. Of course, he was so excited to fly over the isthmus. He's got some fascination with that. But it's lovely to have a connection with someone. I have a picture of him. Part of this project is that they took photos of each one of the the people that are in the project, and then exchanged them. So he's got my photo And I've got his photo, and his photo sits next to the photo of my family and a drawing of my daughter. And the piece of art for my son did about Gritty. So I've got this little family landscape going over on my radiator cover. Mm. And he's there.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it is. I'm happy to be part of this project.
Yeah, that sounds really great.
Well, I think we covered a lot of ground. So I hope you will stay with us, people, as we ramble around through all these different particular topics. I'm just going to sign off and say it's Roberta, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for listening.
And this is Ryan, and this has been the Midweek News on Art Blog Radio. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.